Hello, and welcome back to the Too Much Podcast with Remedy and Libby.
Hi. Remedy, you were about to say something right before we started this. Do you want to continue?
Yes, I was saying, I wish we had enough of those sayings. Those, you know, those videos everyone makes. Abigail sent us one where they put the phrase on the forehead.
Yes.
And they say, you know, we use this word when whatever. It's like, you know, that
heads up game. I think that we could.
You think?
I think we could. I wonder if there's a way we could make an episode about that.
Ooh.
But like how, but like we'd have to somehow like, we'd have to come back and edit in like, this is the word that she's trying to guess.
Yeah.
Because they can't see it, obviously.
That would be a beast to edit.
I know. But let us know if you want it. They're like, no, we're fine.
They're like, we don't particularly want that. Anything.
We're like, we want it. You want it so bad. Fine, we'll do it. Wait, yeah, I like that.
Okay, so, but genuinely, I don't know if we have enough things. Like, can you even think of one right now that we actually say ever that consistently?
Yeah, I can think of one that I've been saying recently.
Moo foo fossil, yeah, or whatever.
This is what I say. Or no, I have one. This is what I say when I'm walking through the house and I'm trying to see if you're home.
And Libby goes like, moo foo woo soo.
No, it's not even that.
Like, I don't even know what it is and I don't understand.
Well, I always say Remaby. Remaby. Oh,
Libby, I was going to say, well, it's Remaby. But
you thought I was on that one direction.
You were going on the moo
foo
foo soo.
Oh my gosh. No, I just have been saying, hey, moo foo foo soo. Hey, loofa loofoo. And it makes Remedy laugh. So I keep doing it.
Okay. Here's the thing about us, though. Mm-hmm. I feel like we say a lot of things all the time,
mm-hmm.
but they don't ever necessarily.
They don't pertain to a certain situation.
Yes. We just randomly say things out of nowhere that contribute nothing to the conversation.
This is what we say. This is what we say. We're just going to start it. When. Ooh. Do you have one in your head? I have one in my head. I have to like kind of formulate how I'm going to say it, though.
I'm telling you, Libby, I can't think of a single one. And you keep thinking that I can. When I've said it from the start.
This is something that we say. When, oh, it's just like, if I say it, it's going to be so obvious. Okay, whatever. This is something we say when a boy is being annoying.
We call him a pick me.
Yeah. Okay, good. Same page. I was like, that's just too obvious. Like, duh. But that's.
We do say it in a specific way.
We do. Pick me.
Oh, man. Well, anyways, we can keep thinking on those.
Yeah, I'm going to be thinking on those. So that's a fun project for me.
I also just like want to be that type of person that has specific things that I say in specific moments.
You have specific ways that you say things.
It's how I say it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I saw, okay, there's, what is it? Like a Liberty Mutual commercial. I don't even know if it's Liberty Mutual. But it's like the like there's a bird and there's a man and they're standing on a car and he's like, it looks like this is going to be the last time we're going to be able to tell them some blah, 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 blah. But he says it like that. And I was like, Remedy?
The I'm way the bird and the Liberty Mutual.
No, it was the man. It was the man. Because he's like, it looks like this is the last time we're going to get to tell them about their awesome car insurance. Like they don't end up dying, but I was like, why is that the same way that you talk about everything?
I do. I really do.
So I feel like that's one.
Well,
I don't know.
Guess this is the last time I'm gonna be seeing you this week.
Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is what you say to me at night time. We're going to bed. This is how you say goodbye to me. This is how you say goodnight to me.
I don't know if it's a specific thing, but I feel like I'm always being like, see you when I see you.
Or no. Like, no.
What?
I've never heard you say, see you when
like, see you sometime.
Maybe you have said that one time in your life. No, you always say, okay, bye. The way Remedy says goodnight to me, it's as if she's hanging up the phone. She's like, okay, bye. Okay, goodnight. Okay. Close. You know, because I'm like, I'm one to be like, hey, goodnight. Sorry, I just laid eye. Okay, guys, we got to tell you something crazy that has happened. I'm going to start mine first.
Okay, we're going to tell you about... Okay, so actually, this episode, we're going to be talking about our summer schedules.
Yeah, our routines.
Our routines, yeah. They're vastly different. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be really fun for us to get to talk about that. But first, before we get into that, we're going to talk about one specific day this past week. That was a terror of a day in our household. And that's going to be Wednesday.
It was bad.
So, Libby, you start us off.
Okay, so I started feeling sick on Tuesday. And I was kind of feeling, like, nauseous. And I thought, like, oh, maybe I took medicine on, like, an empty stomach. It continued. It continued. Wake up Wednesday thinking, okay, maybe I'll feel better. No, I felt worse. So, I'm down for the count all day Wednesday. Spoiler alert, I was sick until Friday. So, Tuesday to Friday, didn't eat a full meal. Like, bad. Wednesday, though, was the worst. I am, like, throwing up. And there was at one point, and it's, of course, it's Remedy's off day. Like, we were supposed to record the podcast. We were going to hang out. I had so many things I was going to do. Like, that's, like, the one weekday I see her. And I'm locked in my bedroom all day. I come out, and I'm like, hey. And she's cooking dinner. And she's like, how are you doing? And I'm like, bad. And I'm like, you know, I think I'm about to, I might throw up again. Immediately go to my room and throw up. Like, I didn't have time to close the door. My bedroom door is wide open and I'm vomiting. And I was like, oh, Remedy, I'm so sorry. Close my door. 30 minutes later, I come out into my kitchen and Remedy is like kind of seeming stressed. Gracie was over here. And I'm like, hey, and I like literally am like, because also I'm kind of like, I don't want them to be like stressed about getting sick. So I'm like, hello, I'm just getting a Gatorade, go back to my room. I wake up the next morning. I'm like,
okay, don't spoil it.
I'm not going to. Okay. I wake up the next morning and I am like, okay, I can like clean up my room a little bit. Like I'm feeling a little bit better. Like jokes on me, I wasn't better, but I thought I was. And I come into the living room on our coffee table and in our kitchen. Gauze. And I said, what took place here last night when I was going to sleep at 7:30 p.m. what was going on? So Remedy, why don't you tell the other side of that story?
Okay, I will. I also do want to start by saying, though, because I forgot, I was thinking as you were telling that story, like something else happened to me earlier in the day, and it's that I had to wake up at 6 a.m to be at the doctor at 6:30 a.m. because I was getting an MRI,
which, as y'all know, is long overdue.
Long overdue. I scheduled this appointment in September. Got it. Finally got the MRI on Wednesday. And so I started off my day at a hospital, which is pretty eerie at 6:30 a.m. Okay, then I go about my day, whatever. From the time Libby left the kitchen until maybe 30 minutes when she came back, I had given myself a second degree burn on my hand. I was cooking my dinner. I was making steak and some pasta, and the pasta sauce was made with a base of peas and ricotta. Doesn't really matter.
Sounds good.
But essentially what happened was I was draining the peas. I had to boil some water, made the peas, was draining the peas, saved the pasta water, so poured it into another bowl. And then I was thought that I was being really careful, but was pouring the hot water from the peas back into the pot. So it is at this point probably 210 degrees. It had just got.
I haven't heard this whole story, you guys.
And I was pouring it into the pot and it splashed up on my hand. And I was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I like threw the bowl of water. And it splashed a little bit, but like I like didn't like chunk it, you know, but I was like, oh my gosh, and like dropped it kind of. And my hand was instantly burnt. And I was like, okay, okay. I guess I have never experienced boiling water on me before, But in my brain, I was just like, obviously I just burnt my hand, but it didn't register to the degree that I had burnt my hand.
Yeah.
And so I'm just running it under water for 30 minutes and I'm just like, okay. Well, actually,
for 30 minutes.
Well, actually, I'm looking on Google and it's saying that when you get a burn, you should run your hand under cool / lukewarm water for 10 to 20 is what it initially said. And I remember being like, okay, this will probably feel better in 10 minutes. And then the 10 minutes goes by and I'm like, it doesn't feel better. 20 minutes. I keep it under there for 30 minutes. I'm like, Libby's sick, obviously. So I text my friend Gracie and I'm like, I just burnt my hand really bad. Like, I needed to come over. I'm scared. So Gracie comes over, and when my hand's under the water, it's not horrible, horrible. When I take my hand out from under the water, it is the worst feeling genuinely that I've ever felt in my entire life. And I've like been in some pretty bad pain before.
Oh gosh.
And Gracie comes over and she's looking at it and she's like, okay, I'm gonna go to Walgreens and I'm gonna get some supplies.
So how Gracie, does she know what to get? What kind of expert?
She's just like Googling kind of.
Okay.
And so she goes to Walgreens. I start cleaning up the kitchen a little bit, but I can only do it in like 1 minute increments before I have to stick my hand back under the water because it burns so bad. And then Gracie comes back and she's like putting cream on my hand and she's needing to wrap it. And that was the worst pain because I obviously wasn't being able to have my hand under the water while she was doing that for an extended amount of time. So I'm like freaking out, like can't sit still, like can't really breathe. Like I'm just audibly being like, Gracie, oh my gosh, Gracie, okay, ow. And then Gracie's like, let me put some ice on it, which I thought I wasn't supposed to do. I don't know. I thought I read something about that. But she gets an ice pack and I put my hand on it in immediate relief. But it doesn't last long. And then I text a woman who I work with, our like head nurse at camp. And I'm like, do I need to go to urgent care? And she's like, yeah, you should go. I sent her a picture of it. And so Gracie took me to urgent care.
I did not know you went to urgent care.
Yes. I went to urgent care. I
missed so much.
Well, yeah, because by the time I saw you Thursday morning, it was like I was kind of in a hurry. I needed to go.
Yeah, you left and then I haven't seen you. Wow. So
Gracie finishes making my dinner for me because so I'm like, I've like minced up garlic. I'm like, we're not throwing this away. We're either going to have to throw it away or cook it. Mm-hmm. And so cook it, please. Mm-hmm. So she did. I ate some really quick. We go to urgent care, whatever. And then I come home and I'm needing to go to bed.
It looks so crazy.
While I was at urgent care, it started to form some blisters, but they weren't huge. But I was like, oh crap, like, okay, blisters. I come home, whatever, I'm getting ready for bed. I have to put this cream on my hand. And so I don't really know what to do with my hand while I'm sleeping because there's this thick cream on it. But then I'm also like needing to run my hand under the water. I'm trying to do a like cold compress ice pack situation. It's not working. I'm like up until 2 a.m. like tossing and turning. Like, what do I do? What do I do? How do I keep it on the ice? The ice is going to melt through the night. And so I eventually went and just got a bowl of water and I placed it next to my bed, like propped on a box. So it's like the perfect height that I need it. I'm doing all this at 1:30. I was wondering, like, Libby has had to hear me open my door like 1 million times.
I heard you getting ice at one point, and I remember thinking like, I was like, is she getting ice? And I was like, what is she needing so much ice for?
Because it was a lot of ice.
Yeah. Because then the next day I realized, but even hearing the story, I'm like, okay, this is making more sense.
Yeah.
No, I was out.
I ended up just keeping that bowl of water next to my bed for like relief throughout the night. Like I would try to have my hand out and then I would realize like it's burning and put it in the bowl.
Oh my gosh. That's so horrible.
It was really horrible. But then at some point throughout the night, it was manageable, I guess. And I woke up in the morning and my blisters had gotten bigger. And
they're insane.
Now they are massive. like my middle finger, there is a huge blister. Like my finger is the width of my finger is the width, like an inch tall at least. And
it's
the blister goes from my cuticle to my knuckle. It looks like there's a caterpillar sitting on my middle thumb.
And that's, yeah.
And then it's just like swamp monster. Like I've seen something look like this before. Like,
hold on. I have to Google something.
No.
Because I just keep thinking of this one thing.
So anyways, that's what happened to me. Y'all, be cautious with the hot water and the burns.
And like, and I would never.
No, you never think it's going to happen to you.
You never think it's going to happen to you.
And then it happens to you. I just, what's crazy to me is I was texting my mom and she was like, are you okay? And I'm like, no. And she was like, you really need to go to the emergency room. A burn is a serious injury remedy. And in my brain, that wasn't registering to me.
Sorry,
that,
I'm not like, laughing at what you just said.
I know. But in my brain, it wasn't registering to me that this is a serious injury, but it really is.
Mm-hmm.
And then Google also was always just everything I searched was like, you especially need to go if you've burned your hand. Because the skin on your hand is so sensitive.
Really?
So anyways.
This is what. This is it.
Oh. Literally.
So what I'm looking at here is.
We need to post it on the story.
This is, and like, that's the way she's literally wearing a chef's costume. So it is a picture of Raven Simone when she was doing that cooking contest
with
her dad, and she ate something she wasn't supposed to, and she swells up.
Swells
in her
up.
Hands, and it's like that is like that's why every time I look at it, it makes me laugh because it's like I'm thinking of something that is funny
for sure.
Like it looks that fake.
It's really, really insane, you guys.
I'll save this. We'll be posting this, guys. Don't worry.
I actually do need to call the urgent care back because I'm like, is it supposed to be doing this?
Talk to them about what you're worried is going to happen.
I'm really like, this blister is obviously going to pop at some point, and there is a lot of liquid in it. And I am really scared for what I'm going to be doing, where I'm going to be. Who I'm going to be with when that happens.
I said, you're going to be shaking hands with a father of a camper. And it's going to pop.
Pop on him. I thought it was going to pop on my boss today. Oh my gosh. So
we're falling apart.
Yeah. Gracie said on Wednesday night, she's like, what's going on with Libby? Because like you just like weren't there. And she had asked me like, did you tell Libby this happened? And I was like, no, she's sick. And so she was like, this is a bad house tonight. Which also, oh my gosh, I even want to say, during the day, like before the burn happened, I'd already gotten the MRI. I went to the store. You saw all those ingredients on the counter. I had an orange, a lemon, like apple cider vinegar, cinnamon sticks.
Yeah.
Gracie comes over and she's like, what were you making? And I was looking up home remedies for... like sinusy things.
Oh.
I was about to. I had 3 cloves of garlic cut up into aspirin-sized pills. Or like into like pill size that I was about to take. Because I heard that really helps. Like, so the trajectory I was on for the night was like health and wellness. Like, I've got a little bit of a tickle in my throat. Mm-hmm. I want to get this. I want to nip this in the bud. And instead, I got a second degree burn.
That is crazy.
So I'm gonna keep having the sinuses until this is healed. Yeah, like that's got to be on the back burner.
That's not gonna. Yeah, that's not the most important right now.
Anyways, gosh. So send a prayer.
Hopefully that's the end. I will say this is the second time I've been sick living in this house, and I rarely get sick.
Uh-oh.
I know, but I think we're fine. I think this house is great. Oh, that reminded me. What are your thoughts on Man Child? Sabrina Carpenter came out with a new song.
I've listened to it once. I actually had the sad thought.
One time isn't enough.
I think I've actually had the sad thought today. that I'm just like not loving what she's doing.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way. I didn't ever cling to the bonus songs.
You didn't.
Of
Short and Sweet.
Short and Sweet. And I feel like in my brain, Manchild is Busy Woman. Like they sound, they like, which again, I've only listened to the song once, but that's just what I keep imagining as. I'm like, oh, that's like exactly like Busy Woman.
It's very similar. It also is really similar to Good Luck Babe by Charlie. No, not Charlie. What's her name?
Chaperone.
Yeah, thank you.
Chaperone.
Because Jack Antonoff is the producer. Is that what it is? Producer?
Yeah, something like that.
And he just has that sound.
I think he worked a lot with her on Short and Sweet too, right?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
Which Short and Sweet was different. And I obviously liked it, but we'll see. It's just different, Sabrina, than what I fell in love with.
Mm-hmm.
Emails I can't send.
Totally, it's very different.
It's so specific. It's a specific type of music. And I think I was loving it so much because it was different.
Mm-hmm.
It was very specific to her, I felt like.
Yeah.
And this new stuff, it's not that it's like bad and it's not that she's copying anyone or anything. I'm just like.
But the music she's putting out, Chaperone could also be singing. It just would be a different voice.
100%. That's what I feel like.
And it's like, it's awesome. I personally do really like the song. And I think it's one of those songs that you need to listen to more than once to actually like it. I will say the music video made me love it more. The music video is insane.
Really?
It's like a movie. It feels like a movie trailer because of the amount of different scenes in it. It's just like pretty absurd. And I really like it. And so I love it when I watch a music video and then it makes me like the song more because when I'm listening to the song, I'm thinking about the music video.
Love that.
So I feel like that's been my experience. But some people are saying that they don't like it. It's funny. You know, people are like, hot take, I don't like it. And I'm like, okay, you're saying you don't like it because everyone else has been saying they don't like it. That's not a hot take anymore. You're now just going with what everyone else is saying and thinking anyways.
I was incredibly shocked, I will say, to see that she was releasing a new song.
Yes.
And in my brain, maybe this is also why I thought it was Busy Woman, because in my brain, this was another bonus track to Short and Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, no, this is a single.
Isn't
the first single of your new album? Like, I
that confused. Would be insane. Like,
she's still on tour for Short and Sweet, is she not? Overseas. Busy Woman. Something important that has happened to Libby and I is that we've both seen the new Lilo and Stitch.
I've seen it multiple times.
Libby saw it twice.
Love.
It's amazing. Lilo and Stitch was my favorite animated movie.
Also, like, up. I kind of forget, but it is one of mine as well. Yeah, I forget until I watch it and I'm like, no, this is definitely one of my absolute favorites.
It's one of my absolute favorites.
And Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride is my anthem in life.
Yeah, you love Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride.
So
I have a specific moment of being a sophomore in high school, New Year's Eve. It was like my first New Year's Eve that I was at a party with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember like the night was dwindling down and we were like, what are we going to do? And I was like, let's watch Lilo and Stitch.
Wait, that's sweet.
And I remember watching Lilo and Stitch with a specific person. His name is Jaden. Like other people were there, but like, I feel like Jaden. Me and him were the two that were locked in to Lilo and Stitch. And that's the only moment we ever shared.
Wow. That's always the kind of moment you would share one, like with a person and never again.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. Yeah.
It's really sweet.
I will say the story of Lilo and Stitch is really sad.
Yeah.
And it is way more sad when it's real people.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh my gosh, she's about to go into foster care.
Yes.
Yeah. Like this is, oh my gosh, she's like 18, 19 years old and she's having to take care of her sister.
Yeah.
But when it's animated, you're like, la, 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 la.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, Lilo's a brat. But it's like when you're like, oh, wow, she's like really troubled. Like
a lot of trauma.
She's really troubled. Yeah.
I cried the entire movie. Maybe the first time, like literally 15 minutes in, and then every 5 minutes until the end. Could not stop crying.
Mm-hmm.
It was really crazy.
I cried a lot as well. I cried walking out. Because everyone was like, it was so good. And I was like, oh.
Another big thing that has happened is I recently bought a shirt that is very Lilo vibes.
Mm-hmm. It's that One Free People shirt, if you know it.
If you know exactly it, what it is. One Free People t-shirt. And me and Libby have been sharing it.
Mm-hmm. I took it out of Remedy's dirty laundry this morning to put it on.
She's wearing it right now.
I'm wearing it right now. I thought I was just going to wear it for 1 hour this morning. No, I've kept it on. It's the perfect t-shirt.
It is perfect.
And I went and tried to see if I could purchase it myself. Nope.
Well, I told you can't get it on Free People.
I know. I went to eBay. I will say I last summer tried to buy like Amazon dupe of this shirt because I wanted it so bad and it was not good. And so I returned it.
Well, that's how I got back down this rabbit hole of buying the shirt again. Mm-hmm. It's because I was on Amazon just looking for like cheap stuff to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the dupe of it. And I thought about buying it and I read the reviews and it was like bad quality.
It's bad.
But I remembered that I've been wanting it for a year. And so I finally just bought it.
And thank you for doing that. And I really like, I want to be like Lilo and I want this shirt to just be the shirt I wear every day.
Do they have the blue one on eBay anywhere? Did you see that?
Mm-mm. I mean, I honestly can't remember how hard I looked.
You only want the pink.
I do want the pink, but yeah. I'll look.
We'll keep looking.
So anyways, so that's my character. You know, have you ever thought about that? Like if you were a character in a cartoon, like what would your outfit be?
Yeah, I have thought about it.
What would yours be? It's a really hard question to ask off the cuff. I'm sorry. I don't have,
I don't know. I know what I would look like. Like I would have my curly hair.
You'd be so cute.
I would be a really cute cartoon character. I'd be short and I'd probably be wearing tall shoes.
I picture us in like the Phineas and Ferb universe. That's how I picture our cartoons looking.
Okay. Because I'm thinking of Phineas and Ferb now.
Oh, I'm did like, I ruin
they're
it?
They're tweens.
Yeah.
And so as a tween, I feel like I'm wearing like a purple dress.
Totally.
But if I were to be depicted as an older sister vibe, I'm wearing,
which I think we would,
shorts and a t-shirt and tall shoes.
But I feel, yeah, you'd be wearing denim shorts
and
you'd be wearing a t-shirt, which like you have many like just like a color.
Yeah, solid color t-shirts.
Yeah, but I feel like it would maybe be that blue t-shirt.
My newest blue one.
Mm-hmm. Or of course like chartreuse something.
I, Libby, was thinking it would be the blue one as well.
I was thinking blue with jean shorts with some shoes.
Since I've worn that shirt, like people keep telling me like that color looks amazing on you.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm so glad because I love that color so bad. And you know how when you just like
so bad.
Love a color, you
yes.
want it to work for you so yes. bad and sometimes it doesn't?
Yeah.
Apparently that one does.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know the color that I love, but it doesn't really work for me like with my like coloring? Mm-hmm. Lavender. It doesn't look good on me.
Okay.
Lilac? Great. Lavender? Mm-hmm. Nope. Sorry, I'm bringing up some.
Libby?
Some beef.
Libby acts like she can just say the color lilac and like what she thinks lilac is what lilac is.
And that is how I feel.
But anytime Libby is saying lilac, you guys,
I'm picturing a very, very, I'm picturing like a purplish pink.
Yeah.
Right, you would say it's more of a purplish pink than a pinkish. It's definitely like, it's pink. If you're on like a color spectrum, you're on pink. You're on like a hot pink. You go a little bit towards white and purple and you're there. Yeah, lilac is purple if you look up lilac. Yeah, lilac is basically lavender.
But this isn't. What you act
no.
like it is, you put way much more pink. You put a
I
lot
put
more
way
pink
more
in
pink
it.
In it. I mean, if you like, like, if you need to know what lilac
get
is,
get on their Instagram.
Go on Instagram. Go on the Too Much Instagram. The pic, the video that we have, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, that's lilac to me. And like, people are gonna be like, so that's pink.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have gotten on Instagram right now while we're recording, but I was going to Too Much. And the first thing I see pop up is boy that I used to date. His mom posted a picture. He is getting married today. Genuinely amazing. Like,
good for you.
Good for you. But that was a little bit of a jump scare.
That's a jump scare. That's a jump scare.
Anyways.
Okay, you do need to tell. I feel like we're never going to get to the routines.
I know. Are we just catching up
right now? We might just be catching up. I hope that's okay with everyone.
Which, like, for you guys, I wonder what it's like for the listeners, because we haven't recorded in a very long time, is what it feels like.
We haven't.
You guys had an episode
about books. We didn't really get to talk that much about life.
Yeah.
Maybe we did a little bit.
We'll see. Let's just keep telling our stories and see.
Okay, well, you need to tell the story about the text.
Okay.
So you need to start from last weekend, though.
Okay. So I was at this for camp. All of our camps come together for one day during orientation, and we all go to this big church, and it's really fun. And there are a bunch of people who get on stage and speak, like people who have worked at Pine Cove for a long time. Have I ever said Pine Cove on here?
I don't know.
Okay. Surely.
I don't think anyone listens to this who doesn't have some kind of association with Pine Cove.
I know, but this is the thing. What if we get really big one day and people go back and listen to the old episodes and find out everything about our lives?
I know.
When we need some privacy.
We need some privacy.
So that's why I try to
You might not be working filter. At Pine Cove anymore at that point.
I know, but
whatever. Also, like, I'm sorry, can we put a pin in that? Because we were making funny jokes right before we started recording.
Oh, yeah.
And then we were like, I wish we could, like, talk about this bit we're doing.
But it could potentially
get us canceled. And then Remedy was like, yeah, we really open ourselves up to the possibility of being canceled by having this podcast. So yeah. It's a risk we're willing to take.
It is. I don't think we'll get canceled.
I don't think so either.
Anyways, I'm at orientation. All these people, person after person after person, going on stage. A picture of them and their family flashes on the screen, and every single one of them said, I met my spouse at Pine Cove. And I've heard that every year of my life that I've been a part of this organization, but for some reason this summer I was like, okay, like, it's feeling like more than normal. And also, like, what the heck? Like, I haven't met my spouse Pine Cove. And so I was like, you know what? I'm going to go through my old group me's, and I'm going to look through every staff that I've been a part of, and like every year, and see if there are any eligible bachelors in those group me's. And I'm going to get them back on my radar. So I'm looking through, and me and Libby actually, like, we should tell that story after. But I'm looking through, and I come across this one person's name. And I'm like, oh my gosh, him. Like, he was definitely my camp crush at one point. And we were friends, but
what if he listens to this?
There's no way.
Okay.
And if he does, great.
Great. Caller.
But we were friends, but I have not heard from him in years. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know where he lives. Whatever. We're not like, we weren't ever that good friends, but
he wasn't even Jaden. You guys didn't even watch Lilo and Stitch together.
No, we never had that moment. But I might have said out loud to you when we were sitting at that table, maybe. But who knows?
Who knows?
But if I did, I know for a fact it was very short-lived, because I was like, oh, well, there's this person. And then I remember looking him up on Instagram and not being able to find an Instagram for him. And so I just moved on with my life. And I was like, okay, whatever. And then me and Libby got down this other rabbit hole that we'll talk about after. So whatever. That happens. I'm at camp yesterday, and I'm sitting in a team meeting with our leadership team. And I get a text message and I look down at my phone and it is a text message from this person. Again, who I have not spoken to in years.
Wow.
And I'm like, what? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. And I don't read it right then because I'm in a meeting. But then afterwards, I open the text and he's sent me a picture of a note that I wrote to him when we were on staff together. And it's pretty cringy. And I was telling my friends at work about it yesterday and they were like, it's not as bad as you think that it is. You are actually just being really nice to him. Mm-hmm. But I'm reading it and I'm like, that's embarrassing. I clearly had a crush on him. And I was just like, the way that God spills out of you when you're talking to your campers, like, it's just so camp summer staff coded.
You're being so sweet, but it's humiliating.
Exactly. And he sends it to me and whatever. I won't get into all the details, but it wasn't anything crazy. He was just like, came across this, whatever, like found
but
this.
The thing that's crazy is that you hadn't even thought about him in years.
I hadn't thought about him in years. And I thought about him last week. And then he texted me that. It was really shocking.
Crazy.
It was really, really crazy. So anyways.
And then Remedy was a part of another GroupMe. And then we were looking through that GroupMe and really like investigating about some of these boys.
Because this GroupMe that I was in was literally titled like single fun people living in blank, the city that we live in. And me trying to be incognito again.
After literally young single adults living in undisclosed locations.
And I'm like, Panko, Panko, Panko.
I'm just picturing like specific people that I know listen to this, like listening to it being like, huh? whatever.
So silly. And so we are going through this group of people and we're looking them all up on Instagram. And we're like, this one's really cute. Oh, he's married. Oh, mm-hmm. This one just got engaged. But we came across this one person and we couldn't find a trace of him on social media. But I somehow found, like, I know where he works. And I know two people that he works with. So I texted them. And I was like, girls, what's the situation with this person? And they were like, no, like, Remedy, no.
And we're like, yes.
Yes. And they're like, I don't know. They're like, I don't know, girl. Just like, I wouldn't recommend. And me and Libby are like, we're still recommended.
No, we're proceeding. We are proceeding.
We're like, okay, thanks for the warning. Don't care. Literally. So anyways, that was funny.
That was funny. And then I think I have seen that person in public before and I realized.
Yeah, Libby went to bed realizing.
I like was like, oh my gosh, that name sounds so familiar because I think that I saw this boy in a coffee shop once and thought he was cute. And I remember hearing that name be called for his coffee. And I completely forgot about it. And I'm like, I'm 80% sure it's him.
And that happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
When someone is mentioned to you and you just know. That's happened to me before.
Really?
Off air.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
So anyways.
So now we just try to figure out how to get connected with him because our only connections are not supporting.
Yeah, exactly.
So
I thought about DMing him on GroupMe and I was going to be like, hi, you don't know who I am. Like, if you are in a relationship, then ignore this. If you're not, then I have some options for you.
Including
myself.
Me and my friend. The options are me and my friend. Exactly. And then she was going to say, you choose. Well, she was going to message like two of the guys and be like, you choose.
Because I also know personally someone who maybe is friends with this person.
Mm.
You remember that's what it was. And so I was going to text the person that I actually knew and be like, okay, I know you know this person. Like, and I know you're single. So.
Yeah, we should get on that.
We should get on that.
Okay. Like this week was tough. Let's let's re-engage. Re-engaged, aka engage for the first time.
We're like, this week took an L, but tonight we bounce back.
It's like Saturday nights. You never know what we're going to get up to, apparently. But it's all scheming. Nothing came of it. But that was a good scheming session.
Yeah.
I got us this cute little pink table that sits out front of our house, and it's so cute. And we were sitting out there, and it really is such a vibe.
Yeah. Also, I will say last Saturday, I woke up with a fever. I was very sick.
Very sick.
I slept all day long.
And I made her wake up to go to dinner with me.
And I woke up and I was like, I don't really want to go. And Libby was like, sorry, you're going. And I was like, okay. But at one point earlier in the day, I woke up long enough to tell Libby that I wanted her to make key lime pie.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay. And she made it.
But I said, if I make key lime pie, will you go to dinner with me? And she said, yeah. So I did. And when I was like sharing that key lime pie later throughout the week with people, and they were like, why'd you make this? And I was like, well, so Remedy was sick and she asked for this pie. It's like, what? Huh?
And she delivered.
And I delivered. Delivered.
So anyways, what else have we been doing? Libby made an anklet for herself.
Didn't make an anklet in for her. My sick day show was Ransom Canyon.
I walk out of my bedroom yesterday morning. It's like 10 a.m.
Oh, maybe. I've been up for hours.
Like
a kid.
I should have been at work. But my prescription wasn't ready.
She was burned. She was burned. Physically and emotionally.
And emotionally. But I walk out and Libby's watching the show with these like cowboys on the screen. And it's like an old Western. And I was like, what are you watching?
Ransom Canyon. There are many people who listen to this who are going to be like, yes, Ransom Canyon. I love that show. It was like pretty good. I will be watching season two.
Okay.
But I will say, you know, when you watch a show when you're really sick and it kind of feels like a fever dream.
Yeah.
Like you watch a movie or something.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it was. So it's like, but like a lot happened. It's kind of like a soap, you know?
Yeah.
It's like a Sweet Magnolias vibe, which I don't like that show or any show like it.
You just reminded me, I have this canyon event. Oh, you just said.
Why did you just say?
Because you said Ransom Canyon.
That's the way you said it and immediately you looked at me like.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Okay, there's this canyon event in my life that I remember. And this gives me so much like. I have sensory issues, specifically when it comes to sound.
Mm-hmm.
Very specific sounds really, really bother me. And it's not personal to the people in my life, but they bother me. One of the earliest memories I have of realizing that I had these sensory issues, I was at home one day with my grandma. She was watching me. I'm probably 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I needed to go to the bathroom. Poop. And so I go into the bathroom and I think to myself, like, I'm not going to be able to concentrate because my grandma's watching TV and I would prefer it to be silent.
You want it to be silent?
Yes. And so I walked out into the living room and I asked my grandma, like, can you turn the TV off while I go to the restroom? Like, it's just like better if like I'm not having to hear that muffled noise. And she was like, yeah. And so she muted the TV for me. And that problem still persists for me. I hate muffled noise. And so it's just been evident my entire life. But I say all that because she was watching, quote unquote, her soaps.
What was it? Do you know?
I want to say Days of Our Lives. But
that's like OG.
I always get confused with Days of Our Lives because I swear my grandma grew up watching it. But also, it's the TV show that Joey Tribbiani is in the show Friends. He's a part of Days of Our Lives, which has always felt so confusing to me because I'm like, wait, it's a real show.
Yeah, it's a real show.
Within a show. He's in Days of Our Lives in a show.
But Days of Our Lives is a show.
Yes. But because he's in it in the show.
It doesn't feel real.
I think that it's fake. But I do think that's what she was watching.
It's an American television program. Yep.
Let me see some of the characters. I bet I would recognize them.
I mean, this is like a modern picture. Oh. It's been going on since 1965.
That's got to be it. Yeah.
Okay. I will say we have talked about doing an episode where we can't Google for a week and then we Google stuff. And I still think that we should, but I think that based off of the week that we just had, I think that we should read some of the things that we've Googled in the last week, because, or even the last few days, because mine, I have Googled more in the last week than I have in the last month.
Okay.
I'm going to say, okay, last few things, Days of Our Lives, Short and Sweet Tour Dates, Nutty Professor's Swollen Hand.
No.
And that led me to Raven. But it's like, that's what I was thinking. Texas Rangers, Does Coffee Make Acid Reflux Worse? How long until Tums work? Lilo and Stitch, AMC. Original Villain in Lilo and Stitch. Because I was seeing so many things about how, what's his face? What's his name? Is like the villain now in this one.
Yeah.
And he's not really the villain.
Yeah.
In the OG.
Okay.
Is hummus acidic? That's another one for me. Ketamine.
No.
I was watching a show and someone took ketamine and I was like, I don't really. Not Ransom Canyon season 2. What to eat when you're nauseous. What to do when I'm dehydrated. Is rice gluten-free? I hate myself. Free People flower shirt.
Oh my god.
Writing a check. Every time I write a check, I have to make sure. Half Marathons, Texas. What to do
if I clogged my toilet?
Sorry, this is what do I do if my toilet is clogged?
Okay, these are mine. Some of them. How long does it take a second degree burn to heal? How to treat a second degree burn on hand. How to make a cool compress. First degree scald burn. How to relieve a scorched hand. Like all the same thing. How to wrap a burn on hand. Spilled boiling water on hand.
You were trying anything.
Okay. Whole cloves. Ginger root. Does arugula have fiber? Do peas have fiber? All the Kardashian kids. Fruit flies in trash can. Fascism definition.
No.
How long does a no contrast brain scan take? These are also, oh, Faygo drink. A bunch of my boy staffers were like, Remedy, like, do you know what blueberry Faygo is? And I was like,
Faygo?
No. Like, what are you guys talking to me about? Like, is it inappropriate? And they're like, no, like, it's not. It's just like a soda. But like, this one rapper always talks about it in his songs. Like, it would be so funny if we just got a bunch of Faygo, blueberry Faygo. And I was like, okay.
That does sound inappropriate.
But I searched it and it wasn't. And so then I thought about buying it for them.
Oh my gosh.
Hobby Lobby gold frame. Cool, colorful wall mirror. Like, really? Oh my gosh.
What?
And then just,
it's the names of the boys in the group message that we saw. Just straight googling
them. Oh my gosh. Okay, this, oh my gosh. Okay, webbed toes. 1906 New Balance men. Nausea and fever and ears ringing.
Ears ringing.
Song that says, "Give me that Gucci Prada Hermes." Just so stupid, everything.
Stuff you Google is crazy.
Have we been going for an hour?
No, yeah, we have to stop.
Okay, but let's make sure we don't have anything else relevant to say. The bee's about to leave for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be home alone.
Yeah, but you're never home, so it's okay.
That's true. Okay, I can't believe we didn't get to our summer schedules, but let's talk about that next.
Okay, great. Okay, well, love you guys.
We do love you guys
so much,
and you'll be hearing from us
soon enough. Okay. Mm-hmm. Love you guys.
Okay. And there is no place I'd rather be than on the surfboard,
out at sea. Goodbye. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.